from the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Casa Grande, Arizona, Cody Blackbird is in the house. It's been 5 years since his last visit. Award-winning performer, flutist, and lead singer of his six-piece band, Blackbird. They have just released their sixth album, Existence is Resistance. They're bringing us a new mix of Indigenous rock fusion. Cody will be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm ready. Let's hook it up now with Cody. This is And You.
We were the thrown-down kids of the underground. We always made them laugh, but we're not their clowns. Gonna break the chains that hold us down forever.
Brand new, And You, from Blackbird. Cody's going to be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. So hang in there with us. All right, here we go. Over to Detroit. This is The City Lines. Seasons Won't Stay. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
One way leads. We're getting
That's Chase Martin. That's Ghost off his Rainbow album. I'm Larry Kay. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come on over and take a look. You will like what you see. We got a lot happening over there. That's at our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. All right, here's One Way Sky. This is Indian Route 15.
Thank you. está ese Jive Talking que siempre voy a amar.
Nancy Sanchez from the La Grande Civilization album. Yeah. All right, let's head over way down south to Miami. Locos Peruana, dance with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's music from Eyatze, Somebody from Wendake, Canada. Ooh, yeah. All right, Angel Berry Bowl, this is Wish We Were Older. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Just a few seconds.
That's music from Angel Baribo. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Cody Blackbird, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. We are the Music Makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are Indigenous in Music.
Did you know you can now donate unwanted properties like houses and buildings? Consider donating to our nonprofit organization, Indigenous in Music and Arts. It's a wonderful and impactful way to support a great cause. Visit us at indigenousinmusic.com to learn more about making a property donation and how it can benefit you and others.
Just keep doing it right.
Greet the ready-made action takers.
We're Indigenous styling it. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back from Casa Grande, Arizona, Cody Blackbird. It's been 5 years since his last visit. Award-winning performer, flutist, and lead singer of his band, Blackbird. They have released their sixth album out, Existence is Resistance. They're bringing us a new mix of Indigenous rock and roll fusion, something new you will enjoy. Let's find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Cody Blackbird. Hi, Cody. How you doing today?
Doing great, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How's the Phoenix scene doing for you these days?
You know, it's hot. We're at the end of May, and it's 95 already. So other than the weather creeping back up for summer, we're loving it. I love it down here. The people and the land, it's just a beautiful place to live.
Right, good deal. And over here, the performers, they like to play in the evening just because the heat just beats down as hard on you when you're jamming on the stage. Well, I'm happy to have you back on the show. We have a lot of new listeners, so why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about the band and the new album. So go ahead and hit the stage, Cody.
Yeah, so my name is Cody Blackbird. I'm of Eastern Band Cherokee and Dakota descent, Romani Gypsy on my mother's side. I grew up, my dad worked for the government, so we grew up all around. I ended up in Alaska and splitting my time back home in South Dakota. So I grew up in, or do my school years in Alaska, summertime in South Dakota. And growing up in Alaska, it's such a tight-knit community while living in the city of Anchorage. It's just very multicultural and very diverse with all the different Alaska Native tribes, Lower 48 Natives that are living up there, but then also all the other cultural groups that are living within Anchorage. So just a little background on what sparked my, I think my creative drive in nature is definitely where I grew up around. And now I get to tour, and I tour with my flute music and then also my band Blackbird, which incorporates native flute into contemporary rock. And then I also have a trio that is a world music trio that incorporates native flute with guitar soundscapes and world percussion. So kind of grown up all over and ended up here in the Southwest and have a blessed life of living music.
Yeah. When did the flute meet the rock and roll? At an early stage?
I would say so. It was, I was at a young age in Anchorage. There's a band called Medicine Dream, which they're a NAMI award-winning alternative rock band.
Nice.
Incorporated native flute into their brand of contemporary music. And I saw them do that. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I had been playing flute, before.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I had seen them around and I was inspired for flute as a kid. There were two types of music that would calm me down. I was a very hyperactive ADHD kid. And that was ceremonial music or flute music.
Nice.
If I was in ceremony or listening to ceremony music, I would just center and be able to calm right down. And so naturally, I wanted to pick up the instrument. And after I saw what Paul Pike and Medicine Dream were doing, I was like, yeah, this is something cool.
Right.
And it wasn't until, I think it was like 2010 or so, I was asked to do an anti-uranium mining event in Rapid City, South Dakota. And the promoter said, what do you think if we put a band behind you?
Oh, cool.
And so we just collaborated with a few different friends in the area. John Fraser, who's a Grammy Award winning musician. We had Kurt Olson, who's been with Keith Cicola, Brulé, Indigenous. He was on drums that night.
Wow, good deal. Nice.
It was just a really cool powerhouse of amazing musicians that came together to say, yeah, we'll back you with some flute or back you on some flute. And that was really the night that the concept was born. And I was like, okay, this is something. This is what I want to do.
Now you have two separate fan bases. How do you keep track of them? You got your flute bass and then your rock and roll bass.
Yeah, I think they overlap a little bit for sure. There's those people that are just like, wow, this is something that I vibe with. And that is flute is being put out there in different ways, different sounds. I've got everything from traditional flute to flute with lo-fi to my trio, which is a totally different beast. So I think keeping it eclectic is a good way to keep everybody, kind of apprised and involved. But there's definitely some separation there, and it keeps me busy because one week I'll be on the road with solo shows or the trio, and the next week I'll be on the road with the band. And
yeah.
So it definitely is an interesting thing to keep up on.
Nice. You're an award-winning performer. Any advice for new musicians breaking into the music scene?
Don't be afraid to try different things. Don't be afraid to do things that are outside of the structure of the norm or outside of the structure that might be excelling or succeeding at the time, because in 6 months it's all going to crumble and change anyway. And
right.
That's what the music scene is, and that's what music has always been. It's always been a evolution and de-evolution of instrumentation, of just musicians changing, adapting, stripping out, adding to. And so don't be afraid to try new things and do things that other people might classify as weird.
All right. Salute. Cody, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the band blackbird.com is the website. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok is at Cody Blackbird and at the band Blackbird on all platforms.
There you go. Bam. We're talking with Cody Blackbird, lead singer of Blackbird. They have a new album out entitled Existence is Resistance. You can read all about them on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Cody, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, pleasure. Keep me posted. Any new developments, any videos, send them my way. We'll blast them for you.
Will do.
Cool, cool. We're going to play you a track from their album. Here is Talk About the Indian.
the pain. No one ever seems feel the bliss, my emptiness. It's just another memory. Volcanic eruption, a corrupt destruction. The pain you see is history.
That was music from Blackbird, and that was Talk About the Indian. In case you're just tuning in, Cody Blackbird was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music. Eight cuts, cool.
That's brand new from Ku Eek, Ocean Child I Am, off their brand new album. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and I'll email you back. And also, right now, you can text us at the Two Buffalo Talking Text Line, 936 Natives. That's 936-628-4837. Hook it up right now. Here and now, this is Indian City, and we are Indigenous in Music.
Spaces on home and native places. There's so many faces, new generations. Let the moment begin. We're in the here and now. No looking back, no looking back. Now we're proud. I've seen the future, I've seen the past. I fight for Minnesota.
was roaring fire, the kind of blaze that you can't put out. We are free like the air that you breathe. It's only yours for the time you're here. Cause there's so many options, red and blue and orange. We wear the fallout, country got a shout out. There's so many options, new hits are dropping. I'm gonna plug myself in to the
That was music from Mike Byrne, Shrine of Shirl, off his Ancestors album. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling it. We're doing it the indigenous way. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Take the support challenge at indigenousandmusic.com. Every contribution counts in the challenge. Whether it's monthly or one-time donation, any amount helps. Your support empowers indigenous artists and preserves their rich culture. Take the challenge at indigenousandmusic.com. Thank you for your support.
Here's something fresh off the press. This is from Twin Flames, House of the Rising Sun. Brand new from Twin Flames, House of the Rising Sun. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.